The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, before I get going here, I want to let you know what we're going to be talking about. When are Americans going to learn their lesson? Really, concerning the political golden calf and which is in front of the American people right now. The way adults act concerning their favorite candidates, folks, it sickens me. And the point is I've said this in the past and I say it again, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. What about when they give and prop up the wrong candidates for you to pick and choose from, friends? Everybody's complaining about the establishment in the United States of America, but when it's exposed as to what the problem is and who these candidates are, well, then the American people have a problem with that, too. How does it work? I mean, you're deed if you do and you're deed if you don't. So, friends, where do we stand? Well, we stand on the side of truth. When you have a candidate, regardless of who they may be. You know, we've heard it said, the lesser of two evils, let's pick those. No, let's not pick those. How about the lesser of two or three or four candidates, friends? When in fact, what we should be doing is following the Christ and follow the lead in his example as to who we should pick, Exodus 18:21. And that's what I want to hit today. And the reason this has all come up is because just on Monday here, I had an individual ask me if I support Donald Trump or am I a Ted Cruz supporter? And I replied with, I'm a Christocrat. I shared this a little bit with you on Monday, but it came up again from a different person just yesterday. And I replied with, well, I'm a Christocrat, like Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said when he was asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm a Christocrat. And now I said back to this individual that I'm for the Bible and the enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic, because that's where they're extracted from in the first place, the enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and that I would be first to stand with the righteous in a representative position, and notice the word representative position, as would I be the first to condemn a wicked act concerning a representatives, or one of our representatives. She replied to me, folks, now listen carefully, this is what she said back to me, this gossip. She said, well, by not answering my question, then you must be a Donald Trump supporter. I said to her, I gave you my answer, number one. Number two is I don't personally care what you think I said. You heard what I said, and I wrote what I said, and I meant what I said. I said, don't put words into my mouth. You know, so with this this brave gossip, you know what she did? Read 1 Timothy 5:15 when you get a moment. She decided to take a picture off of my site, Bradley Dean off of Facebook, Bradley Dean off of Facebook, and she posted, sad to say, we have another conservative that is in favor of Donald Trump. Folks, her site was filled with Ted Cruz support and propaganda. I gave her some good advice, and about 15 seconds later, she pulled her post. I told her to do some due diligence on defaming or putting words into my mouth. It's not a good idea to do that here, because if you do that, we're going to hold you accountable, because that is illegal to do. Now, the reason I'm saying that, and by the way, that's not a threat, that's a promise. That's a promise. And I want you to understand why that's a promise, because you don't have a right to lie. You don't have a right to defame. You don't have a right to put out illegal propaganda that runs counter to the American Constitution as we know it. But the American people think it's okay. Getting back to my point, friends, the way grown-ups act concerning their favorite political golden calf, friends, sickens me to the core. And when you sit there and you take the bone that's thrown to you 24/7 by the CIA-controlled media, which is owned globally by six corporations, and you take for face value what they give unto you, and then you begin to get caught up into the game concerning what information it is that they gave you, namely the candidates in which I'm talking about today, folks, you've already undone yourselves. You've already undone yourself. So let me say it again. Out of the lesser of two evils, or the three evils of the four evils, pick none of them. Are these real candidates? Are these the candidates that the American people chose? Or are these the ones that have been propped up? Have they been given over to America as they have been as legitimate candidates for the presidency of the United States of America? I mean, because when you look at the likes of a Hillary Clinton, everybody and their dog and their cat and their hamster and their parakeet knows that the woman and her husband and the entire administration, for the most part, belong behind bars at least. But they're trying to legitimize her. Okay? Or going over to the other candidates, whatever side of the aisle, friends, that you've been duped out into believing that are legitimate candidates, I want to tell you something. If you get caught up into the game, and you are caught up into the game, you deserve what you've got coming, America. You know, it says in 2 Chronicles 19:2, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon you from before the Lord. That's exactly right. And that was where a prophet came to a king and asked him the question, why is it that you're helping that corrupt king destroy other nations? America, why are you helping corrupt candidates destroy your own country? You can see how they're shifty. Hey, folks, same game, different candidate. Same game, different candidate. Which one stands on the issues concerning the law? Which one hasn't moved an inch? Which one is pretty much, and I'm not talking about slander, I'm not talking about, folks, when people sit there and accuse these candidates of stuff that they're not guilty of. No, folks, I'm not bringing that into the equation. I'm bringing real corrupt fruit concerning each and every one of these candidates. How is it that you could legitimize anything? If they've broken the law once, they'll break it again. And just keep in mind, friends, what John Glenn said, that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we enact around here. Folks, that's exactly what they're doing today. And don't think for one moment, folks, that these candidates aren't encouraged by the American people as to the pass that they gave Barack Hussein Obama over the last 7 3/4 years. You better bet your bottom dollar they're encouraged to believe that when they get into office, they can go ahead and do whatever it is that they want to do, regardless of the rule of law. Folks, that's why you're in trouble. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen carefully, folks. Finally, you freemen, that would be you, America, all of every class whose highest prerogative it is to raise up or pull down, to invest with office and authority, or to withhold them, and in whose power it is to save or destroy your country, consider well the important trust and distinguishing privileges which God and nature have put into your hands, America. To God and posterity, you are accountable for them. See that you preserve them, inviolate, and transmit them to posterity unimpaired. Let not your children have reason to curse you for giving up those rights that today's politicians, America, are attempting to tear down, and prostrating them, those institutions which our fathers delivered to you as a sacred paladin, and which by blessing of God and have been particularly beneficial to the order, peace, and posterity of the state amid all the vicissitudes and convulsions of other states and kingdoms around, and that this happy state of things may continue. Look well to the character and qualifications of those that you elect and raise to the office and places of trust. Okay, this was an individual, Reverend Matthias Burnett. Okay, during the foundations of this country, listen to what he said. You need to cross-check those. You need to be thorough with those that mean to represent we the people. Let me go back to this because this comes to my aid right now. Why is it that the American people believe that when the left is in office or their incumbent or they have their man in the White House, friends, why is it that the Democrats in this country believe for some reason or another that they can go ahead and do whatever it is that they want at will? Who gave them permission to do that, friends? Or how about this one? When the Republicans are in power, how is it that the American people believe, for some reason or other, that they can go ahead and do what they want to do without consequence of law? Now, see, this is what's left out, is what I just said lastly. The consequence of law. See, nobody's talking about the law, and yet the law, the Constitution, again, and the enumerated laws found in that Constitution are the law of the land, not the representative that swears to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So, friends, where are they getting the idea, and where are you getting the idea that they can do whatever it is that they want to do once they're in power? You are the power under God. They are not the power. They don't, not a one of them has the right to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in their own image. Not a one of them. I don't care what capacity or what office they may be in. They don't have a right to violate constitutional law. And that's what the American people have gotten away from, was and is the law. Furthermore, going back to that point, how is it that America, that you believe that there's a Democratic Party and there's a Republican Party and there's an Independent Party and there's a Communist Party and soon to be, if you don't put your foot down, a Muslim Party? Folks, you have one Constitution. Friends, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Yes, of course, that was prophesied by none other than John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that warned you, America, to beware of what's going on in your country today. We have one Constitution. We don't have four or five different versions of it. And going back to the candidates that we have in front of our faces right now, friends, which one of them hasn't violated the Constitution? Which one of them isn't just as guilty as the man in the White House, friends? I'm asking you the question. And I'm not going to go into names, and I'm not going to go into details, but if you so choose to call and ask me what they may be, I'll be more than happy to give them to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just shared with you concerning a woman during the last segment that had the audacity to ask me what candidate that I support. And I said, well, I'm a constitutionalist, and first and foremost, I'm a Christocrat. And that wasn't the answer that she wanted to hear. And I didn't, again, care what answer she was looking for. I gave her my answer. Now, I want to ask you, by laying to your candor, going back to the oaths that those that represent we the people, you tell me what they believe, and you tell me what it is that they're supposed to magnify, okay? Now, outside of the fact that every state preamble in the United States of America acknowledges God Almighty, that's a fact, okay? And they're acknowledging God concerning the oath in which representatives take during their oaths. For example, if you go to Delaware and the constitutional requirements for men in office, just to give you an idea, I'm just going to go off of four of them real quick. I do profess faith in God the Father, and in Jesus Christ His only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Again, that's Delaware's constitutional requirements for men in office. Now, who would they be following, friends? Are they supposed to put their trust in the arm of the flesh, where the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, that cursed is the man? Or are you to put your trust in the Lord? But yet you see Americans today putting their trust into the arm of the flesh, namely their candidates, and then once they get into a position of representation concerning we the people, they begin to violate you time and time and time and time again, America. And for some reason or another, you again are led to believe that they go ahead because they can go ahead because they're above the law and they have the attitude of a demigod, friends. Who's given them permission to act in such a fashion? Going back, who are they supposed to be following? 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Well, I just got done sharing with you the Delaware's constitutional requirements for men before they can serve in office. If I go over to Pennsylvania's constitutional requirements, it says, I believe in God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Okay, so who's on the forefront of this? Going back to Exodus 18:21, who instituted our form of government? God did. Read the Declaration of Independence. But again, who are they following? Who are they to follow? Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? Massachusetts, by the way, has a similar constitutional oath. If you go to North Carolina's Constitution, it says no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom, safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. That's, again, North Carolina's constitutional requirements before men can serve in office. Now, if you go to any representative in the United States of America, we can see, I don't care if they're a judge, I don't care if it's in the executive branch, I don't care if it's, folks, if it's a judge, the judicial branch, I don't care what capacity they serve we the people in. Notice, if they're police officers, if they're city officials, they all put their hand on the Bible and they put their hand in the air and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Is that what you're seeing concerning the candidates than what you have today? And of course, they're going to try to give themselves accolades or give themselves merits by saying, well, look what I did here. Look what I did here. Yeah, they strain at the gnats. Well, they want you to swallow the camel because they don't want you to see all the things that they did that runs counter to the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's why I continuously tell you concerning this season, friends, that you are to judge men by their fruit, because that's what the Lord told us to do. Do you know, America, that it's been said that if Ronald Reagan was in one room, a presidential candidate told me this. He said that if Ronald Reagan was in one room and Jesus was in another, that Jesus would be left standing alone while the conservatives flocked to Ronald Reagan. To your own shame, America. I'll say it again. It's been said by a presidential candidate who told me this to my face, that if Ronald Reagan was in one room and Jesus was in another, that Jesus would be left standing alone while the conservatives flocked to the Ronald Reagan. I didn't know Ronald Reagan had a Bible that they put their hand on. No. I thought they put their hand on the Bible. I didn't know that those that serve we the people put their hands up in the air and swear to Ronald Reagan. No, they swear to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't know that Ronald Reagan had his own version of the Constitution, and we're supposed to magnify the enumerated laws found in his Constitution. Well, he doesn't have a Constitution. He was to follow the rule of the Constitution. I didn't know that he said he was going to uphold his own constitution. Nope. He said that he was going to uphold the written constitution and the founding documents. And again, the enumerated laws. He swore to God and he swore to man. But see what happens when men get away from that? They begin to chase down their favorite candidates and they're let down every single time. But again, keep in mind, Jesus didn't commit himself to men in John 2. So I got a question for you, friends. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it because you're just setting yourself? Are you a glutton for punishment? Are you setting yourself up for the fall? Do you have a hammer hanging over the top of your head that you want someone to come over and knock you on the top of the head? Namely, the candidate that you just put your trust in? Is that what you're looking for? Because that's what they do, friends. When you put your trust in the right places, I'll tell you what, it's a safe place to be and it's a good place to be. We'll be right back.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just shared with you right before the break. It's been said if Ronald Reagan was in one room and Jesus was in another, that Jesus would be left standing alone with the conservatives flock. The conservatives flock to Ronald Reagan. And then America wonders why they end up in the ditch, right? I mean, folks, this is the season of exposure that's upon the inhabitants of America. I mean, it's out there. You want to see what people are made out of? Look at how they act. A bunch of grown-ups who never grew up mentally, friends. I mean, the Bible says we're supposed to grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not our favorite candidate. Are we to be a part of the political process? You better bet your bottom dollar we are to be a part of the political process. But we judge them by their fruit, and we're not to accept the lesser of two evils. We're supposed to reject that. But again, what's happening? Well, we're seeing things being made manifest, namely the hearts of men. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And again, yes, Americans are to be a part of the political process. Exodus 21:18-21, Deuteronomy 17:14-20. And folks, you're to be a part of the process at every step of the way. To take it a step further, I kind of hinted towards this just yesterday. You have conservative talk show hosts across America that are undoing themselves at every given comment made in support of the corrupt politicians that they favor. For they are supporting the lesser of two evils, say they. Folks, keep in mind, these candidates are all propped up. It's been said it costs $250 million to run for the presidency of the United States of America. Sick. Sick. America. Now it's money. The golden calf, right? Not the word of the Lord. It reminds me of Aaron that built the calf. The people pleasing Aaron who built the golden calf. Well, the children of Israel said, we don't know what happened to Moses. We have no idea. He's up there talking with God right now. Let's just go ahead and create a golden calf, one that we desire, a figment of our imaginations, and then we'll say that these be our gods, O Israel. And then America again? What's the problem in this country? Hey, it might do you well, America, to understand and consider that the conservative talk show hosts across the board in this country have an evolutionary view of government. In other words, America, you derive your privileges from the state, not your rights given to you by your God. Read the Declaration of Independence. See, we have the conservatives of the day praising Jesus with their lips on Sunday, if at all, and chasing and defending their favorite corrupt politicians the rest of the time. Matter of fact, you might want to jump in on some conversation outside of church. What are they talking about? Is it about glorifying Christ and doing the works of the Lord? Or is it talking about their favorite politician? And then they get in a little tissy fits, and then they wonder why, I don't like what you said about Ted Cruz. Oh, I don't like what you said about Donald Trump. And I don't like what you said about Mr. Kasich. And, I don't like what you said about this candidate or that candidate. Now we have division in the body of Jesus. No, that's not the body of Jesus, friends. That's not the body of Christ. That's hypocrisy. They have no part in this lot. But again, the conservatives of the day, they're praising Jesus with their lips. You know, wasn't it Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me? It's interesting, you hear that quite a bit. But have you ever read Isaiah 29:13? Tell me if this is applicable. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near with me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Does that sound familiar? Yep, it sure does. Making void the commandments of God through what? The commandments of men. That's Isaiah 29:13. See, what they have, America, is they've got Americans asking the wrong people the wrong questions. Therefore, no one needs, therefore, give the right answer because they have you asking the wrong person. Here, let me say that again. They have got the state-controlled, bought-and-paid CIA narrative concerning their little propped-up minions that are working along with the globalists, attempting to create a new world order. That's what it's about, friends. It is scriptural, but I'm not saying that we're there. That's what they're incrementally pushing for, friends. They have got Americans asking the wrong people, the wrong questions, therefore, no one needs, therefore, give the right answer because they have you asking the wrong person the wrong questions. And Mark 8:15 tells us, listen carefully. Yes, Jesus did apply the word to church and state. Take heed, beware of the hypocrisies of the religious hypocrites in the church and the hypocrisies of the hypocrites in government. Mark 8:15. Have we taken heed to that? No. I mean, folks, look at how far they have lowered the standard and you're accepting them as legitimate candidates. And again, Americans are still trying to figure out why they're in the ditch when it comes to moving forward to keep this country free from tyranny. Folks, you have the corrupt leading the corrupt, both corrupt in the church and the corrupt in the government. Jeremiah 5:31 says, my people would have it so. In a nutshell, friends, you have the blind attempting to lead the blind. America, you are the law in this country. Let me reiterate this point. The President of the United States of America is not the leader of our nation. The law is. He's not a leader. He's a representative. He is there to serve the people and uphold the law. That's the purpose of government, to restrain men from sin and to repeal invasion. Read the Constitution. Nothing more and nothing less. Not adding one jot or one tittle to anything more or less that the government should or should not be doing. I mean, now you see corruption in government. They have their hands into everything. They have their hands into everything. Folks, I was just about an hour and a half ago, I was reading and I was writing my column for tomorrow. And all of a sudden, a guy pulls up into my driveway. I have a long driveway. And I see it's a county car. He felt like he was at home. And he comes up to the door and I said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "Well, I just need to take pictures of your house. I'm here to appraise your property." And then he goes, "Do you have this in your house? Do you have that in your house? Do you have this in your house?" And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, who gave you permission to encroach upon my rights and my freedom that you would feel free to come into my yard without ever meeting me a day in my life and begin to ask me what it is that I have inside of my house? Well, we're just here to appraise the property. That's fine. Then you call and you make an appointment. You introduce yourself over the phone. You don't just show up at my house and start telling me what the deal is. He was a nice guy, but that wasn't the point. No, Jesus said in Matthew 15:14, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both fall into the ditch." Well, America, I'm doing my best to get us out of the ditch by following the Christ, the leader, the captain of our salvation. You know, Benjamin Franklin hit the nail on the head when he stated that it is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. Oh, yeah. Yep. You're exchanging tyranny for another tyranny, friends. Another tyrant for another tyrant. I mean, now it's to the point where you got two candidates. One that is illegitimate in every sense of the word, constitutionally, because she has transgressed that constitution so many times, folks. She's responsible for what? Let me say it this way. What crime isn't she and her administration under her husband back in the 90s? What isn't she responsible for, friends? Because whenever it comes to her responsibility as to where she was supposed to uphold the law, she is guilty of tearing it down. And just think about the things that she's gotten away with that you haven't talked about, or you haven't been, or has not been made known concerning her crimes. My goodness, friends. You've legitimized Bernie Sanders, who's a self-proclaimed communist, and right next to him is a woman that has no, folks, there's no effort that can legitimize. There's nothing they can put up to legitimize her criminal administration or her history. Folks, everything about her is corrupt. She is a Jezebel, for a better way of saying it. And I'll tell you what, the stage is set to put her into the White House because, if you remember right, Jezebel told Ahab which pants to wear. And that's exactly what we see through her adulterous husband and criminal husband and drug dealing husband and murdering husband and treasonous husband. I can keep going, friends, if you'd like me to. Again, Benjamin Franklin hit the nail on the head when he stated that it is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. As Americans are incrementally being sold back into slavery of sin, John 8:34 and Romans 6:20, through the religion of the ignorance, starting with the American pulpits, of course, going back to Jeremiah 17:5, I want you to listen carefully. "Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in the man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart turneth from the Lord." Now remember what I said. I was told by a presidential candidate that if Ronald Reagan was to show up into a conservative meeting and Jesus was in one room and Ronnie was in another, Jesus would be left standing alone. To your own shame, America. And what does this scripture say? "Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart turneth from the Lord." I want you to listen to me carefully. There's many people out there today talking about the Constitution. What's the backbone of their message if it's not the gospel of in the law of God, the Torah? What's the backbone of their message, folks? The backbone of their message is they don't have one. They're out there talking. Folks, they're clouds without rain. Do you understand? There's nothing behind them. They're worthless. They're not even, hey, folks, they're to be cut off and thrown into the fire. The devil can't even use them, people. Well, they may be well-intended, but the fact of the matter is, without the Bible, There is no backbone to the Constitution. And folks, if it's the Bible not written in your hearts, then what good are you?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all of the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Isn't it interesting to note that, and by the way, I want to let you know that this ministry is about as busy, folks, you want to talk about busy little bees? We're busy little bees. The reason I'm telling you that is because it absolutely amazes me how many people will sit and have a conversation with no answer to America's dilemma, yet they'll listen to them day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and then they wonder why they're in trouble. There's no substance to the things talked about. What good is their message if you're not bringing about the resolve to the problem? And yet, America, that's what you've been listening to for how many years? You want the answers? Then go to the Word of God. It's really that simple. And it tells us the history of man's downfalls and his victories in God, not outside of God. The downfalls are always where they wickedly departed from God. It's really that simple. And this coming from a guy that didn't know any different for 25 years. I was drowning in sin. And nobody told me. I didn't know. And what I seen of professed Christians in America so sickened me, I didn't want anything to do with them. Well, then I realized, wait a second, I have the Bible too. And then I took responsibility, and then I started to read it as I was led by the Spirit of God, as He opened my eyes to see what that Word has to say and what is made applicable to us today. We're not beyond hope. We can turn this thing around. But it's not going to be, folks, with some candidate that's a part of the establishment, namely the ones that everybody's complaining about in the first place. Their candidate, folks, these candidates in what you have in front of your face are bought and paid for the most part. Well, Donald Trump isn't. Hey, folks, let me say this to you really quick, okay? What is the fruit of Donald Trump? I just want to know, what's the fruit of Donald Trump? He gets a little pressure. He comes across as the hard guy. He gets a little pressure from the media, and then he bows. And then he adheres. So how is it that he's going to be the appointed leader, as you would call him, America? And how is he going to turn America back to what it once was? I mean, that's like taking, friends, the owner of a business, and then after that owner of that business makes it successful, and then someone comes in, buys the company from him, and what they do is they get rid of the one that made the business successful in the first place. And then all of a sudden they go bankrupt. Why do you think they went bankrupt? Because they didn't do it the way that the one that made it prosperous, they didn't follow the pattern in which he made it great. And so it is with our forefathers. We have to follow the same line. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And again, here's the people's voices coming back to Jeremiah that was trying to warn them of impending judgment, which came through the book of Lamentations at length. The people wouldn't hear it. They would have nothing to do with it. So again, America, you really can't get away from this. You really can't. America, you're a glutton for punishment. And things are getting worse in this country. They're not getting better. You want to go ahead and turn your back on the things of God? Go ahead to your own demise. You want to let someone else take it? I just seen someone yesterday on a live feed say, you know what, I've already tried to warn people. They don't listen. One guy said, you know what, 95% of the people that I know could care less. Well, you know what, friends? They're going to sooner or later, because God is going to get your attention sooner or later. And isn't it interesting, even after September 11th, I remember the spirit of what was going on in this country. I'll tell you what, these big, bald, bad bikers, man, they were even afraid of what was going on. They were even afraid of what was going on. Everybody all of a sudden turned to the Lord for a moment, didn't they? But you can see their allegiance was to George W. Bush more than it was to Christ. Because that was when the floodgates were open concerning what's going on and corruption in your government. And yes, George W. Bush is the one that opened the gates for them. You've been under attack since September 11th, America. And I want to tell you why, because you didn't go to the right person. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Like it or not, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And I want to tell you something too. Your little dab will not do you. Either you seek him with the whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, or you're undoing yourself. Don't blame God for what you leave undone. And don't blame God for the evils of this world. That's like blaming the sun for darkness. How ridiculous. But there's people that are so dark and blinded in mind that they don't know their left hand from the right hand. This radio show is about warning the American people and awakening the American people and laying a foundation after it's torn down. And what my aim is to point my finger through the prophets back to the Savior of all mankind. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. His name is Jesus Christ. Not Ted Cruz. Not Donald Trump. Folks, not a one of these candidates that you have in front of you right now. Government is not going to be turned around. Even if you had the most righteous man in the White House right now, your country may be turned around just a little tiny bit, but you are under the judgments of God because you have refused to turn back to obedience unto him. That's why you're in trouble, America. That's why you're in trouble. And regardless if you want to see it this way or not, that is love. That is love to tell you, folks, things are getting worse. You're being duped by ill-designing men. They're right in front of your face. You're being played like a deck of cards. How many times have you seen this dog and pony show and these politicians and these candidates, even if they weren't politicians previously, how many times have you seen them flip-flop on the laws of the Constitution? They're people pleasers. And people pleasers are the worst of men. We don't need people pleasers. We need God pleasers in office. America, when are you going to learn your lesson? 2 Chronicles 19:2, there was a good king that helped a corrupt king. And if you're a Christian, you're called to be kings and priests in sight of the Most High God, a peculiar people, a holy nation. But this good king helped a corrupt king, and a prophet was sent to him to rebuke him. And he said to him, shouldest, King James Version, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Hey, keep in mind, folks, Donald Trump didn't need to repent. I mean, you want to talk about perversion, friends? Wow. Wow. You want to talk about, hey, now he's okay with transgenders, folks. And we're seeing America finally stand up on the issue, finally understanding that they are not the victims. Rather, they are the perpetuators of the crime. And we can see what this is going towards, namely our children. But it took 6 years of the people to ignore the voice of warning to finally find out through circumstance what I've been telling you is coming down the line. Oh, Bradley, man. In conservatives, I'm talking to, oh, man, I just don't like that guy's stance. I don't like that stance. No, 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 wait a second. What is this about? It's about protecting our kids from those that mean to make them a prey. And folks, I can go down a plethora of topics and tell you, I told you, I told you, I told you, I told you, but you didn't want to listen. You didn't want to listen. Nope. That is the story of the prophetic. They didn't want to listen. Then the prophetic is exonerated. He's justified in time, yep, to the demise of the people that didn't listen when they should have listened. Should you help the ungodly, America, and love them that hate the Lord? Are these the candidates, friends, that you truly picked? No, they are not. These are the ones that have been propped up. And you grown-ups who haven't grown up yet mentally, you're caught up into a little dog and pony show fighting each other because I like Donald Trump and you like Ted Cruz. And you know what? We just differ there, man. I'm telling you. Hey, you know what? Corruption in government doesn't even need to help that along. They can just depend upon your stupidities to do it. You're your own worst enemy when you act like that. Instead of standing on principles, you stand on what they say rather than what they've done. Should you help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Because that's what you're doing when you vote for any one of these clowns that are in front of your face right now. If they loved the Lord, you would know them by their fruit. But they don't. Therefore is wrath upon thee from the Lord, saith the Lord God.
That's right. I never dreamed that we would find ourselves in the situation that we are in America today, making it available for men to go to the bathroom and women's bathroom. It's just, it's unthinkable. It's unbelievable. And I
That's
can't,
why they do it.
Exactly. And we have a job to do, America. There's no excuse to do anything. Here's a student at Liberty University. We just were there a few weeks ago, said this. Sadly, today, marriages and families are being attacked. The effects of transgender bathrooms or compromising marriage policies are creating a sickness in our communities and churches. Mr. Dean and his wife, Stephanie, are taking action to preserve the values of our nation that our nation was founded upon through educating the public and bringing about an awareness of what's happening right in our backyards. It's inspiring. I'm thankful for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Please do support so we can reach out more Apaches, two more Apaches. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.